NPR's business news starts with a big pharma fine. The drug maker Johnson & Johnson says it will pay $2.2 billion to settle long-running civil and criminal investigations. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the cases involved mismarketing of drugs and an admission of paying kickbacks to pharmacists to promote drugs for unapproved uses.
Attorney General Eric Holder called the settlement yesterday an important defense of taxpayers, insurers, and vulnerable patients.
The payment of kickbacks undermines the independent medical judgment of healthcare providers. It creates financial incentives to increase the use of certain drugs, potentially putting the health of some patients at risk.
Among other things, the deal settles charges Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries encourage doctors and nursing homes to prescribe the antipsychotic drug Risperdal to calm emotional disturbance in children and elderly people with dementia. Paul Rubin is a professor at Emory University who has worked with pharmaceutical companies. He says the laws regarding so-called off-label use of drugs are vague. Doctors, for example, prescribe drugs for various unapproved uses all the time.
It's quite legitimate for a physician to prescribe a drug for a use that's not approved. It happens all the time.
And yet, Rubin says, the law says companies cannot market the drugs for unapproved use. Attorney General Holder did not cite specific examples of victims, but he says,
these are not victimless crimes. Americans trust that the medications prescribed for their parents and for their grandparents, for their children, and for themselves are selected because they are in the patient's best interest.
Johnson & Johnson denies the allegations in the civil cases. It will be subject to government review of its practices for 5 years. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.